Did you ever wonder why there are so many Bible translations, even within any single given language? And does every one of the world's 7,000 languages really need its own Bible translation? Jack Popchus is a career linguist and translator who answers our questions about scripture translation in this series of programs called The Why and How of Bible Translation. It is based on his book by the same name. Now with today's episode, here's Jack Popchus.
The Easter Confusion. I was sitting on the hard-packed red clay of the village central plaza as I usually did in the late afternoon. From a respectful distance, I strained to hear what the Canela Elders Council was saying. I was always hoping to hear a new word or expression to jot down in my little notebook. Somebody probably tried to stab him, and he held up his hands. That's how he got holes right through his palms. Yes, I'm sure he was killed in a fight. No, I heard he was executed. But they didn't club him on the head to kill him the way we would. They nailed him to a pole and left him to die. Yeah, I heard they killed a couple of thieves at the same time. Suddenly it dawned on me that the village elders were arguing about the death of Jesus. Now I listened even more closely and prayed silently for an opportunity to explain. Abruptly the chief held up his hand, stopping the argument. Wait, he said. He pointed at me with his lips and said, There's our nephew, Preaca. He has been among the Brazilians in town. He probably knows why they treat this week so special. They called me, and moments later I sat down among the elders. As they crowded closer, I said, When, long ago, God was on earth, his name was Jesus. He had 12 followers who later wrote down the things he said and did, and what happened to him in the end. The chief interrupted, Wouldn't it be good if we had those notebooks? We could just read about it for ourselves. Then the elders shook their heads. No, but that was long ago, and those notebooks are all lost and gone. Besides, they would be in some language we don't understand. I breathed a prayer of thanks and said, Actually, those books did not get lost. They're called the Bible, and they exist in many languages. Remember what I've told you before? I'm here to translate those books into the Canela language. And in fact, last week, Yaco and I translated the whole story about the death of Jesus. The chief and the rest of the elders looked shocked. So why are you just sitting there listening to us old men guessing at what might have happened? Quick, run, get those papers and read them to us. We want to know the facts. A few minutes later, I was back. I handed out some carbon copies of the Passion and Easter story, even though at that time none of them could read. I showed them how to operate the cassette tape player on which I had recorded that translation. The rest of the evening and throughout the next day, that cassette player went from the eldest group to the next younger age group, right through to the young initiates. They passed it from house to house until the batteries were dead. This was the first time the Holy Spirit spoke Canela, the first time the whole village heard a major portion of God's word in their own language. Although it would still be years before large numbers of Canela would turn to follow God, this was a great start. What bothers me is that today, 40 years later, millions of people speaking more than 1,600 languages are still just as confused and ignorant about Easter as those Canela elders were. How much longer will they need to wait to hear that Jesus died and rose again for them, and hear it in their own language?
You've been listening to Jack Popchus with an episode of The Why and How of Bible Translation. Jack is a career linguist and translator who worked for many years in both field and executive positions with Wycliffe Bible Translators. For more information about Jack, his work, and his writing, visit the producers page at hopestreamradio.com.